The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
High school football season begins early in the year, the cold days of springtime, and then they continue the hot days of summer with practice, getting ready for the opening game of the season just after school begins in the middle of August for our local teams. And then their goal is to make the state playoffs in November and going into December with the state championship. And for the North Hall football team, they made history this year, capturing their first region championship since 2012. As Sean Pender's Trojans won their last eight games of the regular season, finishing the year at 8-2, winning the Region 6 AAA championship. They're home this evening in the opening round of the Georgia High School Association Class AAA State Playoffs as they play host to a team they're very familiar with in the past, the Gilmer Bobcats, who are now in Region 7 AAA. They finish as the number 5 team in that region, and they're the number 28 seed overall in the field of 32 teams vying for the state championship. North Hall is the number 5 seed. If they win this evening, they're back at home next week in the second round of the high school football state playoffs. Tonight for the Brickyard at Lincoln-Trail Stadium, it's the North Hall Trojans and the Gilmer Bobcats in the opening round of the Class AAA state football playoffs. And it's time to kick things off the Longstreet Cafe pregame show as we count down the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. And the kickoff begins for us now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
You're live here at North Hall High School from the Brickyard for playoff football. North Hall High School hosting Gilmer County, the Bobcats, tonight. Sean Pender's team come in 8-2. They've won 8 in a row. And they've actually won 10 in this series, Gary and Harper. Tonight you have Mike Walford, Harper LaBelle, Gary Glenn, and myself here. This is Joe Gailey here at North Hall High School at the Brickyard with the first round of the GHSA playoffs. And Harper, you know, this is finally feeling like football weather, finally getting chilly. I know you've been around the world, been up in West Virginia and everywhere else, but it's finally getting chilly down here in North Georgia.
There's something special when the sun goes down before a game starts.
Exactly.
That's another cue for me that, you know, it must be almost Christmas time.
Yep.
And Christmas time means it's playoff football, and, you know, the kids were probably having a rough night sleeping. They got up this morning and go, man, my ankle hurts or my back hurts or I slept kind of funny on my – you got to get rid of all of that.
Yep.
Make sure you got your test scores in. And then from about 11:30 or 12 on, all the players, especially from Gilmer, they knew they had to get on a bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's business now.
Yep.
It's one and done. You got it, the excitement of that, it carries down through the generations, and mm-hmm. the stands are going to be packed on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes this time of the year so special for me.
Yep, and it really is. And, you know, Gary, I know you've gotten to play in some of this stuff in the past, and this is a big time, you know, big time of year for all these guys coming up and playing in some playoff football, isn't it?
Well, and, Joe, you know, everybody's 0-0 right now.
That's right.
And we all have seen these first-round upsets that have happened. It happens just about every year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will come up and beat somebody that they're not supposed to beat. And the favored team goes home for the next year. We, you know, Harper and I were talking this time of year. The best thing that you can hear as a football player is we got practice Monday.
That's exactly right. We talk about that a lot. Well, statistically, you know, I don't want to say they're almost even because they're not, but North Hall's averaging over their 10 games 31.4 points scored a game and giving up 18.9 points a game, while Gilmer is giving up 23.7 or giving up 23.1 and scoring 23.7. So statistically, North Hall has the edge. And for me, Harper and Gary, what gets me is North Hall's defense has really played well in the last 5 or 6 weeks.
And John, back with you, by the way. And
okay, good.
Yeah, microphone now works. Is that you're going to see two contrasting styles in this ball game. Mm-hmm. Who would ever thought North Hall would be a passing football team? Mm-hmm. And if Gilmer throws the ball more than five times, they're in trouble, and North Hall will win this football game because they're going to run, they're going to run, they're going to run, they're going to run.
Well, they run a what is it called, almost like the Notre Dame box. The flex bone or something like that. Coach Standard runs, and he's been running it forever. And Mike was telling me a while ago, giving me his little history, that the last time that they played Paul Standard in a playoff game, he was at St. Pius, correct, Mike?
That's right. Gary and I were down there in Atlanta. And North Hall had the football in that game, Joe, four times.
Four times on offense. That's amazing.
And you cannot afford to go three and out.
No. Exactly. You got to keep the chains moving when you get this far along. That's for sure.
Well, one thing about you, you mentioned Gilmer averages about 24 points a game, Joe, but in their losses, they've only averaged 12, and the triple option attack that they run is not conducive to getting caught up with if you get way behind. And I think we're about to have a break.
We are. We're going to take a timeout back in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium, along with Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, and Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here. We're at home here for the first round of state playoffs as WGTJ has broadcast every state football playoff game in North Hall history, and I'm really blessed to be able to say we've done that back from the first year in 2002, Joe, to where we are right now. And you see the progression of this program from Bob Christmas to Dave Bishop now to Sean Pender winning their first region title since 2012. They got some help from Buford that year, having to forfeit some games. We go back, mm-hmm. Jody King can tell us, it goes back really to 2007 when really North Hall had one of their best years ever. But in this one right here, the scary part could be, can Gilmer control the football and keep North Hall's high opponent offense? Ultimately, let's go ahead and get the little thing earlier tonight. Let's go ahead and get the starting lineups.
All right. For North Hall, on the offensive side of football, they've got 13 listed, so I'll mention them all. Across the line, you've got number 75, Mason McGill, number 59, Thomas Green, number 77, Eli Hamill, anchored to the center position, number 71, Henry Weaver, and number 73, Kate Hawthorne. Tight end will be 23, Justin Allen. Receivers, number 9, Ethan Croft, 22, Jacob Adams, 3, Ty Kemp, and 1, Cole Cable. Quarterback, as always, usual, will be number 8, Smith McGarvey. The running backs will be number 2, Luke Jenkins, and number 12, Parker Carlton. For Gilmer County, the Bobcats, their defense will look like this. Number 71, Jack Puckett on the line. Blaine Banks, number 54 on the line. 73, Logan Hightower will be a nose guard. And 56, Jake Heiss on the line. Linebackers will be Memphis Lualley, number 18. Shane Smith, number 6. Number 43, Douglas Callahan. And the rover will be number 5, Hunter Britton. Cornerbacks, number 11, Ryan Bellinger. And number 15, Kyle Cowart. Free safety will be 23, Jeff Burrell. On the other side of the football for Montgomery County, the offensive side. On the line, Sam Jones, number 51, will be a tackle. 71, Jack Puckett will be a guard. 52, Austin Green will be center. 54, Blaine Banks will be a guard. And Jake Heiss will be 56. He'll be a tackle. The tight end will be Charles Norman, number 85. And the receiver will be 25, Rhett McGregor. Quarterback will be number 4, Isaac Rellinger with an R. Fullback will be 35, Wyatt Stokes, wingback 43, Douglas Callahan, and tailback number 15, Kyle Cowart. Defensively for the Trojans, across the line, you'll have 34, Matthew Arceo, 95, Dawson Reed, 0, Charlie House, 50, Robbie Lean, 35, Tanner White. The linebackers, 28, Buddy Clark, 12, Parker Carlton, 44, Dalton Hulsey. Defensive backs, you'll have a combination of 19, Jake Clark, number 5, Connor Harwood, 14, Wade Haynes, 17, Walker Davis, and 11, Charlie Dyer. That'll be your offensive and defensive projected starters for tonight's ballgame, Mike.
And with that, you see, if North Hall, I think, can get the football start off with, I'd love to see the Trojans get the ball offensively to start things off and see if they can go ahead and score early. With Harper here with the Georgia State ball games, how many times we say with Dave and you is, okay, we're going to score early, get some momentum, and then you can dictate things.
Yeah, not only that, Mike, but there's also, in my opinion, how do you handle mistakes? Is it going to cost you for the rest of the game, or is it just something that you're able during the regular portion of the season that you just let it go by, we'll coach it up later on, we'll take care of it? But everything is magnified. And, Gary, I would imagine you, especially being closer to the sideline, you're going to get to hear where the corrections that need to be made have to be made instantaneously on a single play, because you never know. You don't want to give up a big one, but you never know when the big one is going to occur and whether or not that is going to change the outcome of the ball game.
Well, one play is magnified in the playoffs because one play generally doesn't cost you a ball game, but there are a few key moments, as you said, Harper, during a game where you better win most of those. You better take care of business. You better take care of the football. You better not turn it over. Now, one thing that's in North Hall's favor is they're tough here at home in the playoffs, mm-hmm. man. They're like 14 out of 16. They've won 12 in a row here. And they've beaten Gilmer County 10 times since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 11 tonight. They played 16 times overall, 17 tonight, and North Hall is 11-5. But they haven't played as non-region opponents in 47 years. So that's pretty... That's pretty amazing. 2021 was the last time they played, and North Hall won that one 47-6. They did have a common opponent in Pickens. And North Hall handled the Dragons pretty easily. And if memory serves, Gilmer had to go to overtime and beat them by one.
Correct. They beat Pickens 35-34. North Hall beat Pickens 43-27. That game was here several weeks ago. You are correct on that. And, you know, we have more stats on North Hall than we do on Gilmer. That being said, Smith McGarvey's been leading the way this year on offense. You know, he's averaging right at 100 yards a game throwing the ball. He's averaging about 50 yards a game running the ball. Total, he's got 22 touchdowns this season with 14 throwing, 8 running. He's got 3 interceptions on the season. Cole Cable has 11 touchdowns. Parker Carlton, 11.
Joe, let me interrupt for those that are just listening for the first time. Talk about we lose half of our quarterback in game 7.
Exactly.
And folks, you know, hey, those aren't great numbers. Well, when you stop to think about these two quarterbacks split time and how at the beginning of the year in the summer, let's say, or in spring ball, you know, when the coaches kind of put this together, we're doing this and making an announcement. I don't care what you guys say. Both of these quarterbacks are going to play, and I don't want anyone to pick one over the other. We're going to let them battle and duel and whatever, but they're both good enough to be on the field at the same time, but I can't do it that way. And to have a system where I would imagine if Gilmer or any other team in the playoffs lost their starting quarterback, they're done.
Yep. Absolutely.
Exactly. But not North. North had two, and yep. they were able. Now, if anything happens, we don't hope that it is, but in any situation, we're doomed. Well, North Hall gets away with that, don't they?
Well, they do. You had Alex Schliemann and Smith McGarvey that were working together this year, and both of them were about even as far as statistically. Alex goes out, you know, several games ago with a broken leg, and he's out for the rest of this season and into next April when baseball starts. And so he's got to battle back through that. But, you know, Smith has been running the show since then and doing a pretty good job of it.
And even with limited time, because splitting it with Schliemann early on, he's still almost 1,500 yards of total offense.
Exactly.
And only three interceptions.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got much more work coming down to kickoff in the first round of the state playoffs. It's Gilmer and North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5, Glory FM.
Well, coming up, we'll have the officials coming out to the field with the captains. I have the coin toss for this opening round state playoff game. And, you know, guys, it seems like it's been a long time since we've been together, especially with Harper on the road with Georgia State. But the thing about it is, having last week off of these teams really makes things different, doesn't it, Joe?
It does. And, you know, I was going to bring that up here in a pregame, Mike, that I wonder, as a player, Harper and Gary can attest to this, having that week off during regular season is one thing because you got to get over bumps and bruises. But if you're on a roll like North Hall has been and all of a sudden you got a week off in between, how does that affect you as far as getting ready for your playoff? Is it you're ready to go the right thing, or what happens?
Well, when you win, you want to get back out there on the field. And when you lose, you got to figure out how bad am I going to get chewed out and get corrected and fix the things. They got to do a little bit of both. They got to heal up. Yeah. But, you know, you don't want to get anyone hurt, so you're not going to go live scrimmage, but you want to stay in shape, right, and you want to keep crisp. You want to keep that flow that you had offensively and the decisions that you make between the linemen and the running backs. And here's where I'm going to plant and turn. And you might be a little rusty for a quarter or maybe even a half because you have the bye and you get a chance to rest. But in a way, you're healing up, and so you're ready to go, and you can't wait. And that's the part that becomes anxious for you. You know, gosh, it's Tuesday. Normally we'd be getting ready to play, but now three more days, or I got a week off. So you got to really pace yourself.
Well, and the other thing is that everybody is pretty much in that same boat with you.
Yeah.
Now, there were a few regular season games last week, but not many.
Well, most of those were down in South and East Georgia.
Right. There were a few up in our area. The Atlanta area, I think they had a couple.
Right. So, you know, and the big story out of that, Mike, I think that we can all attest to, Harlem won three games last week in a seven-day period. You know, first off, you look at it and you say, bless their hearts, and then they go out and win all three of them.
Think about it, Joe, they leapfrogged the number one team in the state in Peach County, which finished number three with these rankings. Mm-hmm. Jefferson comes in as number one. Harlem goes to number two. That means that Chesapeake goes on the road down to Peach County to take on the number one team in the state. And we'll be following Coach Stuart Cunningham's team. We're really blessed this year to have as many teams making the state playoffs here in Hall County. Gainesville, a number three seed in their classification. Quinte going down to Cherokee County. Urar to take on Sequoia, a 91 team. That's going to be a big battle for the Red Elephants, especially without Carmelo Byrd. You've got Chesapeake down at Peach County. Firebrands going down to the northeastern portion of Henry County. Talk about how it was with Stockbridge last year. They're going to Ola, which is almost in another county when it comes to being there in East Henry County. And then you have got in the area also Cherokee Bluff playing at home in a big one against a team they've already beaten one time this year in the Monroe area.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, I don't know if Gary or Harper in high school, if y'all ever played a team, if you already played and beat once in the year at your place and you play them again in the playoffs, will that affect either team differently in that game?
I think the Bluff pretty much dominated that game. I don't think it was as close as it seemed. They wound up being like 28 points.
Well, Gary, give you an example. Back in 1989, North Hall made the playoffs by defeating Gainesville here at the Brickyard back then, Trojan Field, to advance on to the region playoffs back then. It was their first region playoff game. They play Hart County over Herndon Stadium. They were beaten 49-0 earlier in the year with Coach Jim Lofton. They come back in that first round of the playoffs, lost 14-7 with Hart County having to win in the fourth quarter. So that tells you it's how difficult to win two times against. And according, if you heard game plan there with Coach Jones, Monroe's made a lot of changes, Gary.
I remember one year Buford and Commerce played each other three times.
That's exactly, huh?
Captains for tonight, Gilmer County's got number four, Isaac Rellinger, 35, Wyatt Stokes, 54, Blaine Banks, and 56, Jake Heiss. And then on the other end, you got Charlie House as a captain for North Hall, Charlie Dyer, Parker Carlton, and Thomas Green are captains for North Hall.
And your referee tonight is Aaron Clanton, the man in the white hat. Umpire is Ron Stein. Line judge Justin Aldridge. Lineman is Tyler Hooper. Back judge is Kenny Middlebrooks. Field judge Michael Henderson. Side judge is Nathan Sayer. On the clocks, Brian Davis on the electric clock. Play clock is Kirk Christensen. And we've got chain gang people here tonight. Lorenzo Poole, Ernest Gardner, and Bert Sinan. Let's hear Mr. Clanton.
A great season. Make it to the playoffs. Okay. Visitors. Okay. This is tails. And this is heads. This is heads. This is tails. You're calling?
Tails.
He is calling tails.
Is called.
It's going to hit the ground.
Yes, sir.
It is heads.
North all wins.
You're going to defend the scoreboard. All right. So you're going to turn.
So North Hall wins the toss and decides to defer.
Ooh, interesting strategy there, Gary. All right, we've got much more coming up next.
North Hall has won the toss.
I hear
they're going to receive the
football and play in Gilmer. Coming up next, we'll bring you the kickoff of the first round of the Class AAA State Playoffs. It comes up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
The Georgia High School Association and 97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents
Friday night football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Tim Hunt's State Farm Insurance. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Well, there is nothing like the excitement of high school football, especially in the state playoffs. It's a one-game season, and you know the importance of that. North Hall, if they win, we're back here at the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium next Friday night. They're in the bracket with the Lone County Blue Tide and the Knights of Upson Lee out of Thomaston. Upson Lee, a huge favorite in that game, and they've come here to the Brickyard next Friday in North Hall that can win. The team's ready to get things started and tee it up. Here is Joe Gately, the voice of 97.5 Glory FM, with the play-by-play of tonight's game, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Get the picture, folks. Gilmer County all in white with their silver hats, purple numbers. North Hall in green tops, black pants, black helmets with white numbers. I should be able to read those tonight. Carter Gearhart, number two, will kick it off for Gilmer County. Back to receive will be Caleb, Cole Cable, and Ty, Luke Jenkins. Excuse me.
Joe, you know, Isaac Rellinger, their all-region quarterback, is in street clothes tonight. He for Gilmer. He made the call of the coin toss. He called tails, and it turned out heads, and North Hall won it, and they decided, well, we want to see what we can put it on them early, but that might prove to be a big factor in this ball game.
It might. He was limping a little bit, had on his sweatpants coming out there, so that might make a difference in this game already. You're exactly right. Gearhart back. Ball's teed up at the 40 between the hash mark on the near side and the X in the middle. Back is Cable and Jenkins ready to receive. Referee says he's ready. Gearhart approaches, and there's a kick, a little short kick up in the air. It's going to come down off the North Hall player, and Kemp has to fall on it. That Jenkins, I think, fell on it. Yeah, Jenkins bounced right off of him there, fellas, and he fell forward and fell on it right at the 33-yard line, luckily for him.
Wow. He had a head of steam coming up, Joe,
yep, that's
and
why,
instead of hugging it to his chest, the football hit him in the chest and bounced right in front of him.
Hit those shoulder pads and bounced about 10 yards in front, and luckily he was tracking it down. So the North Hall will start with decent field position at their own 33 here in the first quarter. They'll have Smith McGarvey in the shotgun. Beside him is Luke Jenkins. You got four wideouts, Croft, Adams, Kemp, and Cable. Referee says they're ready. Here's the snap. McGarvey throws on first down, complete right in the middle to number 22, Jacob Adams. Going to be a first down at the 45-yard line, 44 and a half. Knows the football on the 45. Hunter Britton with a stop for Gilmer County.
Harper reminds me of State going over the middle there with his own defense.
Good completion. Got rid of the ball quickly. The route was there. The receiver shows the quarterback his numbers. Very, very, very efficient first play. Get everything, all the nerves out, start playing football.
McGarvey over to Kemp. Kemp across the 50, down to the 45, and knocked out of bounds. Cole Cable, excuse me, caught that little short pass. Almost a screen, about a yard out in front. Hunter Britton with another stop for Gilmer County. Got a 10-yard game. It'll be another first down for the Trojans.
One thing you notice about Gilmer, they don't have a whole lot of size, guys.
Nope.
Britton, I think, is about 160, 165 pounds.
Luke Jenkins in on one side of McGarvey. Takes it, Parker Carlton, the other man. Parker across the 45, down to the 40, the 44, the 35, excuse me. I'll get him right in a minute. The 38 is about where he got seven. It'll be second down and three. Parker Carlton was on the left side of his quarterback that time and got 7 yards on the first running play of the game.
Jenkins and Carlton Parker, they've combined for about 1,300 yards this year. So You got a pretty good double-pronged attack there for the Trojans when they run the ball.
Luke in the backfield is kind of offset, almost in a slot position, looking to pass. Got Kemp over here. Cable across the 35 down to about the 31. It'll be another first down for the Trojans. Got about six more right there. So If they get six or seven in every play, guys, I tell you what, Gilmer County's going to struggle. And it looks like North Hall is very quick right now, Harper, getting to the ball and on the real snap.
Yeah, they're running to the short side of the field, these little quick screens that they're trying to get. I remember a couple of months ago when they played against East Hall, they ran off right tackle, right tackle, right tackle. They're doing a lot of different things here tonight.
Going Parker Carlton up there. Well, he's met by a couple of white jerseys, and he tries to spin in the middle. He got to the 29-and-a-half, maybe about a yard and a half. Memphis, Lou Allen, another great football name, Memphis.
And
got the stop.
Blaine Banks also coming off the bottom of that pile. Now, Banks does have some size. He's about 230.
Got a yard on it. Just across the 30, about the 29-and-a-half, 10-21 here in the first quarter. North Hall with a drive. Luke Jenkins offset to the right of his quarterback. Four wideouts. One in motion. That is Jenkins. Looking to throw. Got a man open down in this corner over in his
head.
Oh,
he stumbled.
Yep. Stumbled. Ty Kemp was the man that was open, but he kind of stumbled there around the 8-yard line, lost his footing, and wasn't able to catch up to it.
Yeah, he was open.
Pardon me, Gary, you saw that earlier in the season, Joe. Remember when the Trojans had a couple of times inside the 30-yard line, he tried that pass play.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he might have floated a little bit far anyway. I don't know that Ty could have caught up with it because he had a little good little bit of air under it.
Yeah, but it didn't help that he lost his footing at all. I think you're right. I think he overthrew him, but he was open.
You got Cable on the near side. You've got 21, McKinley Kemp on the other side. Parker Carlton in the backfield. Parker splitting out to one side. McGarvey being pressured hard. He throws it, and it's going to be incomplete at the 28. Be a lot of pressure that time by number 18 for Gilmer, Memphis Lou Allen.
Yeah, you're right. That's another one of our all-name teams right there. Lou Allen listed at 5'11", 156. They got a whole bunch of people at about 5'10", 5'11", 160, 165 pounds. It does Gilmer County.
They're all about the same size.
Yeah, look at them. Look at them for you can get a good look at them. They all look about the same size.
Start things off, guys.
Fourth down and nine. North Hall going for it. You got Luke Jenkins in the backfield. Smith takes the snap. Luke's going to throw it right over the middle. Threw it too high and behind his receiver. Intended receiver was Cole Cable. Threw it behind him. So Gilmer holds as they get first down. Right to first down, get down to the 29-and-a-half-yard line, and Gilmer holds them on four downs and will take over the football right there with 9:56.
That's a win for the Bobcats
early on.
And now that's a long way from winning the war, but that's a one of battle right there. And that sort of nullified North Hall's strategy of getting the opening kickoff. And now the officials has just checked that club that's on the end of the arm of number 34, Matthew Arcel. Look at that thing.
Yep.
It's a soft cast, but, man, that's imposing.
Number 17, Bo Chronic, is the quarterback for Gilmer County. He's up under center. Got a guy offsides for North Hall right off the bat. Is that Arceo?
Yeah, the aforementioned Arceo.
Yep, with that club on his right hand there.
Well, here's one thing we didn't mention, guys, how important penalties would be for North Hall in this game.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be much more disciplined in this game.
Yeah, they do. Well, you know, and they've been having eight to ten calls on them a game. So you're exactly right, Mike. They really have to be disciplined in this game with Coach Standard's philosophy of run it and run it and run it. Now this first and five.
Well, don't forget, this is a triple option team. Mm-hmm. And playing the veer, the triple option is assignment football for the defense.
Wyatt Stokes is the fullback. A couple of receivers on either side. Going to run it right up the middle. Big Stokes has it. Stokes is going to have the first down across the 40 to about the 41. So they get six on their first running play.
Now, that one, I think, was a design call all the way. But that's the first option of the triple option. There's the dive, the off tackle, the pitch, or the quarterback keeps it, which is usually what happens when he goes off tackle. That's the quarterback keeping the ball. The pitch is usually to your running back, one of your receivers going on the end around. And, of course, the fourth option is you pass it, but they don't pass very much.
Defense has got to play assignment football. Everybody's got to be on somebody. Douglas Callahan back there. They're going to the other way. Number five gets it this time. That is Hunter Britton, and he goes the other direction and gets about five right off the bat.
Well, Harper, don't you have to really load up the box? North Hall hasn't done that this year.
Well, if you do and you have your starting regular season quarterback, I'm going to do play action and set up and do what Army, Navy, everyone that's run this type of veer triple option and go with the little pass over the top. But, yes, you have to have an extra body in there. Right now there are 10 guys in the box right now playing defense. There's just one lone receiver with one cornerback on him here with Gilmer setting up.
One guy in motion going to have off to the back right up the middle, and they're going to have a flag right out of the back. Wyatt Stokes was the running back, but we're going to have a penalty on North Hall, it looks like, all sides. That'll be close to the first down.
We got Big Dawson Reed clogging up the middle right there, and then Charlie Dyer in on that last play there. So let's see where the way this one goes. This could be a pretty big call.
Well, it's going to be close to the first down. I think it's going to be second down and a short. After he marks it off right at the 50, it's going to be about a yard short, not hardly a yard. After they mark it off, Gilmer, with two penalties and a six-yard gain, they're already at midfield.
Well, wasn't Sean Pender not really happy with the penalties the last game
exactly.
we did here?
He doesn't like the penalties. Volk Kronik, the quarterback. The running back right behind him is kind of squashed down and then moves around. They're going to go to that tailback or fullback right up the middle again. They clog it up the middle, but they get the first down after about a two-yard gain down to the 48 of North Hall.
And Joe, watch how quickly the clock runs here in the first quarter now.
Oh, yeah, we went from 9:56 to 8:33 very quickly as they control the football. They get the chain set and start the clock.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Mike, because Bo Kronik, the quarterback, looks over at the coaching staff, and Paul Standard was telling him to wait. There's 12 seconds. Let's go down to 5 seconds before we do this. This could be a very, very short football game.
Yeah. Kronik up under center. One guy in a slot. One running back, Stokes. He's going to get the football. He got a hole across the 40 down to the 36. Yep. Stokes, a quick hitter right there, Gary, and he got a bunch of yardage in a hurry.
Yes, he did, and he's got some size on him a little bit. And as we said, Hunter Robinson, I think, was the first man to hit him for the Trojans. But Stokes listed about 5'11", 188. So he's still around that 5'10", 5'11", but he's got a little bit more beef on him, too. And that time, he just ran over some people.
11-yard gain for Stokes. First down again for the Bobcats. 7:54 now. So 2 minutes have run off since they got the football down at the 29 of North Hall.
See, Kronik is just waiting. He's looking over on the sideline, and they're going to wait for, 15, 10 seconds between each play.
Snapped it right at the 14 mark. He's going to keep it himself. Kronik got tripped up at the 30. Number 11, I think, made the stop. Robbie Lee hit him. And number 11 for North Hall, Charlie Dyer hit him.
Well,
and he still gets 9 yards, Gary.
Yeah, and he fumbled when he hit the ground, but he immediately jumped on. But he really didn't have to because play was dead when he was on the ground. And there's your option, Joe.
Yep.
That's the quarterback keeper off of the veer.
But, Gary, you see how disciplined North Hall's defense has got to be in this game.
Oh, yeah, and that time they weren't. They gave up 9 yards.
One man out to the near side. That's number 19, Riley Duggan.
Prior to that, every play they had run had been to the left side between the center and the left guard, and now they run to the right side. They pick up another 9 yards. Pretty good offensive strategy right now. We're going to keep doing what we do. We're going to run in between the guards until we get a stop.
Quarterback Kronik keeps it. Kronik's going to go across the 20 down to about the 17-yard line. Walker Davis has to wrap him up, but another big first down for Gilmer County.
Well, they're doing what they want to do right now.
Yep.
Well, I can already tell you guys, remember back when Dave Bishop here and Bob Christmas, they said, what is sexy? But think about it, you can win with this kind of offense.
Yep. If you do what they're doing right here, Mike, you can win a lot of games, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, first down and 10, ball's down at the 17-yard line, 6:41. So they've already run 3 minutes off the clock here, fellas.
And somebody forgot to tell Kronik, boy, you're a backup.
Yeah.
He's playing like a starter right now, isn't he?
So far.
Well, the system's the same.
Stokes, the fullback, squats down, then gets up on three-point stance. One man moved. They let him move. They go to Stokes right up the middle. Stokes is stacked up, but he's still going to get several yards, and a flag comes out right there at the 10.
Yeah, and it was a late flag, Joe.
Yeah.
He was already down. The play was over. Let's see what the call is.
Got the side judge on the far side, so that's going to be the head linesman. And the white hat talking to one another. And let's see what the call is going to be. He's calling it in so they can. They have to write everything down in these games now, so the pitch is in the box. Face mask on North Hall, and let's see if that's going to be a 5 yards or be a first down, regardless.
Half the distance.
Half the distance.
Joe, I can tell you right there, Stokes. I remember him last year, the old 7 AAA. When they were playing teams like Lumpkin County and Dawson County and White County, this man could run.
Yep.
All right. That's first and goal at the 6, man.
Yep. Pushed him down to the 6. Gilmer County running that clock, 6:13. North Hall had it for a little over 2 minutes. And Gilmer has had it the last 4.
And right now, the Bobcats are playing pretty mistake-free football. Run the ball.
It's called
keep the mistakes to a minimum.
Down to 12. Chronic has it with the fullback Stokes. Two guys kind of in slot positions on either side of the line. One man in motion. Going to pitch it out this time. That's number 15. He got stuck as he passed the toss the ball over there. Kyle Cowart was the man in motion that caught the pitch, and it backs him up about 2 yards to the 8.
Well, I saw Davis and Charlie House over there. That time they diagnosed that perfectly. As soon as he turned the corner, they smacked him, and he lost a yard.
The North Hall fans wanted the ball popped out after he hit the ground. They wanted a fumble, but it wasn't. So
now you got second and goal at the 7.
5:16 in the quarter. Chronic. Stokes behind him. One man offset. Now Stokes is going to go over to one side. Put another man in motion. Going to go to him. That's for big 43. Douglas Callahan. Callahan down inside to 5.
Flags
down to about
over.
The 2.
Yeah, 2 flags. One on each side of the field. I think that must be a motion.
Got a flag back here at the 12 on this side. Yeah, illegal shift against Gilmer County. So that'll be their first penalty tonight at the 5-minute mark.
Boy, and it comes at a terrible time.
For them, for sure. They've had the ball for basically 5 minutes. North Hall had it for 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Gilmer got it to 9:56 mark, and it's 5 minutes now. So basically 2 minutes and 5 minutes.
And so it's still a 4-down territory for the
Bobcats.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Second down, ball's at the 12-yard line, Gary.
Yep. It does move them back, but they do get the down over. So they still got 3 downs to work with.
Stokes out, and looks like Cowart back in the game. Cowart's going to be lined up on one side. You're going to have Stokes is still in there. I saw a 30. It looked like 35 come out. Chronic, still the quarterback, will snap it at 10. Pitches over here to Cowart. Cowart trying to come around this side to the 10. The 5 cuts inside, down to the 3.
Well, their goal was to get 4 yards by play. They got 9, Joe.
Well, and Parker Carlton at 5'10", 180, made the tackle. But, Joey hit him from behind and knocked him 3 yards forward.
Yep. Kyle Cowart on the carry, I think, on that one. Yeah, it was. And the 4:38. It's third down at the 2-yard line for Gilmer County. The Bobcats threatening here in the first quarter. No score from the Brickyard.
Well, Stokes has been averaging, what, about 5 or 6 a carry?
Yep.
Let's see if they give it to him again.
Well, he's been pounded in the middle. I wouldn't doubt it if they did. They also got Douglas Callahan back there in a wing back. You got full house backfield back there. Hunter Bryan, Britton.
There's your flex bone, Joe.
Bo Chronic. Sets up at the quarterback. Going to hand off to 43. He goes across the pile. Touchdown. Bobcats. Douglas Callahan got the handoff and got the touchdown for Gilmer County.
I don't remember the last time I've seen a team run the wishbone. But he had 2 blocking backs right in front of him. They cleared the way just enough for him to stick it in there.
Early score, Jones County on top of East Forsyth, 14-0 down at Jones County. Milton over Woodstock, 14-0. Cherokee Bluffs, 7-0 over McYard. Gilmer County scores with 4:02 in the quarter. Carter Gearhart will try the extra point from right in the middle of the field at the 10-yard line. Taking her time even on the extra point. The snap was high. The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0, Gilmer County.
And we're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
All. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
And back here at North Hall, the kickoff by Gilmer, leading 7-0 over the Trojans.
Gerhardt will tee it up again, the same spot as last time. They have Cole Cable and Luke Jenkins back deep for the Trojans. See if he keeps it shallow again.
Boy, Gary and Joe, yeah. What a confidence builder right now for Gilmer to be able to get the stop that you need on defense after a really nice 30-40-yard gain by North Hall's offense, and then to be able to score the way that you did. They couldn't stop us. You slowed them down a little bit, but you've got your backup quarterback. My goodness.
And Callahan takes it in from the two.
Coach Standard out on the field questioning something, and it's like he wanted a timeout. Didn't get it, but now we've got a timeout. Gilmer County, they're going to give Gilmer County a timeout.
The near official dropped his flag.
Yeah. I think they were looking at the play clock or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, they were a little slow there.
Now, either way, Coach Gilmer County and Coach Standard got a timeout there, Mike.
That's all right. We'll keep right here then. The scoring drive was 70 yards. We call it 71. 14 plays, 5 minutes, 54 seconds, almost half the quarter.
Exactly.
And so we're going to need to take some breaks, so just you know. We've got a bunch of commercial partners joining us. Thanks to Tim Hunt. Tim Hunt, State Farm Insurance, joining us, and also Long Street Cafe joining our team this evening. Not only the pregame show for the entire ball game. Thanks to all you're making our broadcast possible this evening here on your home team for North Georgia Sports, 97.5 Glory FM.
Coffee County over Jackson County, 14-0. Commerce and Bremen tied at 14. Westside Patriots over in Oconee County tied at 7. This game is Gilmer 7, North Hall nothing. There's the whistle from the white hat. Gerhardt will kick it short. This time it'll come down at the 24. Up back takes it to the 30, the 35, run out of bounds. Number 12 that time. Parker Carlton took it and got it out to about the 39 is where the officials stay standing at. Carlton 8-0 over Decula. Jones County over Eastside 14-0. Cherokee Bluff 7-0 over Monroe area. Gainesville behind 7-0 to Sequoia. Ola over Flair Branch 7-0. Lee County on top of Hap Central 14-0. Fitzgerald on top of Raven 7-0. Jefferson on top of Monroe 7-0. Thomas County on top of Windermere 14-0.
Back it up to the 39, Joe.
Yeah.
And Callahan.
One thing about Bruce, you may remember Gary, especially, and Joe, Bruce Miller, when he was at Gainesville, even north or south, he did that same type of kick. Go about the 20 to 30 yard line.
Yeah, they pinched him up against the sidelines and Callahan ran him out.
Carlton in motion. Going to throw it over on the far side. Complete over there to number 3, Kemp. Kemp's going to get across the 40 out to about the 42. That was Ty Kemp that caught it. Carlton, kind of a decoy right there. Stopped by Jack Puckett.
Yeah, Puckett ran him down from behind. A lot of these Gilmer folks are not real big. He's one of the defensive linemen listed at 6 foot, 185 pounds. But he was quick, Joe.
Quicker than you would think looking down at him, but they're fairly quick, aren't they? That's for sure.
And Joe, one of your great friends, Miss Kay Kemp, Ty McKinley's grandmother, celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Miss Kay. You hope they're listening tonight. That one going to go the other direction. Hand off to number 2 this time, Luke Jenkins. And Luke gets dropped for a loss back to the 40.
It took a while to develop, Joe.
Yeah.
He got the snap a little high, and he got it to Jenkins a little late, and that gave the defense time to react, and they tracked him down.
North Hall is bringing in some subs, and a couple of them are offensive linemen.
Yeah, Nick Sanders is coming in there on the line.
And one of the reasons for that is you're going to block a guy, and he's getting around you. He's too quick and fast. You're not making contact with anybody, and it's messing up the running game, and now we're going to have to rely on your speed in the passing game.
3rd and 9. McGarvey looking this way, throws it right over the middle. Got him in right there at the 45. Out to the 42. That's a cable.
That's a flag.
Luke Jenkins, and we got a flag.
That may be a hold. I think I saw it. I think I saw one of the offensive linemen just grab one of the defenders. Let's see. Maybe that's not the call, but I thought I saw that.
We've seen 2, 3, 4 holding plays in a North Hall ball game recently.
Now they're talking right there at the 48 of North Hall. And some of the coaches talking to some of the other officials out there. The hole took place where they're looking at it. It's going to back it up and be third and long behind the chains.
Well, guys, you know, you can use your hands.
Illegal
substitution.
Illegal receiver downfield.
Illegal
field.
Receiver, well. Mm-hmm. In any event, it's going to back them up. But
that's only 5 yards, though.
It's going to be third and 14 after they've put it down at the 35-yard line.
To finish my thought, you can use your hands on offense. You just can't wrap them up.
Right.
But they saw the receiver. They didn't see the hole, which is for North Hall, I guess that's fortunate.
Third down now, 14 yards to go, 2:39 and a quarter. North Hall trying to make something happen here. They got a couple first downs on that very first drive, then Gilmer held them. Now they're behind the sticks here on their second possession. McGarvey with one man back there to help him block. McGarvey looking to pass. Throws it over to this side. He's got a man wide open.
And he can't hold it. Ooh.
Number 22, Jacob Adams, was wide open for the first down at the Gilmer 48 and just
another flag,
it.
Guys. Another flag.
Another one? Yep, right there at the 34. See what they have on this one is the officials have their little headsets and can talk to one another. Now we have a hold. On the offense,
well, how about
decline.
I guess I was one play early with my whole call, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm. Man alive. So, you know, as Coach Pender talked about to Gary last week, the last time we were here at halftime, about all the penalties, well, they're shooting themselves in the foot again and not with these penalties, fellas.
Well, we go back being disciplined, what Gilmer did compared to North Hall.
They're going to decline that
one,
though, because it's fourth down.
Five penalties, guys. Five already. Including the one that was just declined right there.
Walker Vining. Well, is the punter. Number 15, Cowart, is back to receive the punt. He'll stand around the 30-yard line of Gilmer County with 2:33 and a quarter. Vining gets it off, end-over-end roller. It'll hit at the 42 and roll and bounce backwards for Gilmer County.
Reverse English.
Yep, it hit, went one way, and then bounced back on him to the 42, 42 and a half of Gilmer County. That's where they'll start their second possession.
And Harper, I talked to one of the coaches for game plan. You want to see drives in with a kick, whether it be a point after attempt or a field goal, but not a punt.
Well, that's about a 22-yard punt, guys.
Yeah.
When you got this is going to be a possession game now.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Gilmer is chewing time off the clock, unless North Hall gets it back quickly here, they're going to only have two touches per quarter on average, and you got to take advantage of it. So far, they were downs. They had to give the ball back. North Hall did. And then on this one, three and out with the punt.
Two wideouts for Gilmer County. One man back there. That is Stokes back there behind his quarterback, Chronic, who's right up under center. One man in motion going to give to Stokes. Stokes, no, quarterback's going to keep it. Fool me very well. Got out to the 50. Got 8 yards to the 49 of North Hall. They're saying on 50 for the sake. 8-yard carry for Gilmer County.
Harwood and Davis on the top. Well, again, they're having trouble with that option. Some of these are predetermined plays, but some of them I don't think are. The quarterback's reading the defense pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked like Chronic pulled that ball back late there with that initial dive feed, decides to keep it, and couldn't find anybody to get rid of it. And he got hit pretty hard there. He landed hard on his shoulder there on that tackle. I don't know how deep you are in my depth chart, but I want to keep my quarterback safe. Pitch the ball, young man.
Chronic looks over to the sideline, gets it down under 13, 12, 11, 10, takes a snap at about 8. Going to give it off to number 5, going the other way. It's Britton. Britton's going to get about 5, but he gets the first down to the North Hall 45. Another first down on this option for Gilmer County as they lead it 7-0 with 1:33 here in the first quarter. Mike, we're not even to the top of the hour, and the first quarter's almost gone. How about that? And that's what can happen with ball control offense for sure.
Ball control, clock management. Minimize the mistakes. If you're going to beat a team that's favored over you, that's the way to do it.
Yes, sir. 1:20 here in the quarter. Chronic watching his sideline. They'll hold their hands up, and they'll say go. He'll snap it with about 8 again. Going to hand off to Stokes. No, he keeps it himself. Chronic across the 40, down to the 38.
Another penalty.
I thought I saw a flag flying in there, and they got a North Hall guy down that's rolling up. He gets up, though.
I think that was Carlton that maybe hit him first. But let's see what Charlie House is going to come out. And number 60,
I think the penalty's on him.
Jacob Wright coming in.
All right, going to be on Gilmer County, it looks like, the way they're facing this time.
Well, it must have been something that happened after the play.
It was away from that.
Holding penalty. Going to back them up.
So you fake the ball to Stokes and you keep it. And Stokes keeps running, and I think he either did or said something there. And it might have been against House, because House comes over to the sideline going, I didn't do anything, coach.
Yep. First down and 15. They're behind the sticks this time now. 106 in the quarter.
The first real mistake they've made tonight.
Mm-hmm. Gilmer County, one man out wide. That's 25. Rhett McGregor on the near side. One guy on the far side. That is Charles Norman. Stokes behind his quarterback. Quarterback Chronic for the man in motion. The man in motion gets the pitch. That is Callahan. Callahan jumps over a guy, and the flag's going to come out because you cannot hurdle.
Can't do that.
You can't hurdle.
You can step, but you can't hurdle.
Right. They hurdled him there at the 45, so they will bring it back again. And that's, you know, guys, I understand the rule, but that's just, in my mind, as a player, you're just wanting to avoid the contact, and boom. You know, that's what you're going to do to avoid the contact.
I tell you what, that was a pretty good hop.
Yeah,
you know?
It was.
He was way over the defender.
He jumped over the hurdle bar pretty good.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was almost a high jump.
Over to the, it's near where the officials are meeting. He had a towel, and he got tackled out of bounds, and the towel slipped out. And no one in North Hall wants to give him the towel back. But the young man wants his gear, and it doesn't look like he's going to get it.
That's a souvenir for someone. These kids are kleptomaniacs. You go to another. How many times have you gone to another
foul
locker
against
room?
Gilmer County. It'll still be first down, but it's going to back them up more from the spot.
Joe, we got a second at the top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Well, it's a personal foul, so it's not a 5-yard penalty. If you heard our announcer, it's 15.
Yep.
On top from the line of scrimmage. So
moves
Callahan,
back to the 30.
Callahan got within the sticks. I think the penalty occurred at the 44-yard line. Mm-hmm. At least that's what they're going to. 15 yards from that, you cross midfield. So it'll be now first and forever. Joe,
yep.
Is that we're going to be, you know, first 21. And forever from the 39-yard line.
First and 26.
Yep. First in a long ways. They're at the 39 with 45 seconds. They're on 39. But it's still the first quarter early on. Gilmer with a 7-0 lead. North Hall fans, it is first down for Gilmer. They'll run it. They're going to hand it off to number 5 going the other way. He's down to the 40 to 45. And number 5, Hunter Britton again. And he gets about 6 back, maybe 5.5.
He's still about 25 yards short.
Yeah. Going to be second down now. 20.
I think that was our sale in on that bottom of that stop.
Walker Davis is going to come out now. He's going to come over and get some instruction from his defensive coach. And then
well,
he'll go back
gonna,
out there.
They're going to let the clock tick away. There's 15 seconds now on the game clock, 25 on the play clock.
They're even going to the sideline. That's the last play of the quarter.
Yep, that'll be it. 9-8 at the quarters. Teams are going to the sideline. 7-0 Gilmer County. At the end of one quarter.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey, now, find out more at GHCFCA.
Injuries are never.
And we're back here at North Hall. Great honor of in between quarters here. The North Hall girls cross country team being honored
winning the first title back on Saturday.
Let me see if I can get some. Clota, come here just a second. First girls state championship in North Hall history. How you guys feeling about that?
Oh, we feel awesome and just like really happy and excited.
Now, and you had had some trouble finishing, but you made it over the finish line. How did you do that?
Well, I just like was thinking about the Lord and thinking about my team, and just like in that moment, I knew I just didn't want to give up. So.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, girls.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, guys.
Good job, Gary. Congratulations to the North Hall.
Gary just told us during the break he wants to go for a run right now. He wants to go.
Not me, brother.
Go run up the hills and down and through the woods and
not me,
just cross country.
I'm with Gary. I'm not cross country. My cross country will have to be in a Jeep.
Be a state champion.
Yep. Second down, 20 yards.
He asked the girls, how'd you do it? Because I'm going to go tie my shoelaces up.
All right, starting the second quarter, 7-0 Gilmer, and they have the ball. Second down and 20, though. On their own 45-yard line. Chronic with Stokes behind him. Three other options right there with him. Going to pitch out to number 10. He tries to go the far side. Initial hit. He's going to get about 2 yards. At number 10, Grant Ballou. Ballou, a senior, got across the 45 to about the 47. Connor Harwood on the stop for North Hall. Be third and 18.
Harwood laid the wood to him that time. That was a good lick. And Connor's all of 5'8".
Well, like I said earlier in the pregame, this defense has gotten better through the year. But I tell you what, this bunch from Gilmer's come to play tonight, fellas, for sure.
Well, Gilmer's had a lot more success running in between the guards than they have when they try to pitch it, get to the outside. And Chronic. North Hall sure proved it there on that last play. But third and long, they need 18.
One man in motion, Chronic going to run it. Little predetermined thing there. He's going to get... Oh, he's caught. He's going to have the first down, the 30, and the 25, and knocked out of bounds.
That was a quarterback draw, Joe. Yeah. He backed up and saw the hole open up.
Took it down. He got down to the 25-yard line. A huge run for Bo Chronic and a first down for the Bobcats.
23 yards on that pickup. And Chronic does a great job of buying himself some time. He fakes the dive up the middle and lets all of the defenders go to their assignment, and then he just reads off that. There was nobody on the outside. The linebacker didn't get contained. The cornerback wasn't there. He had a different read. Next thing you know, it's first down. They're not in the red zone yet, but, boy, they're pretty close.
Right at the 25-yard line, 11:08 here in the quarter.
They've overcome that deficit of being behind the chains.
Yep. Chronic with a man in motion. Going to hand it to Stokes. Stokes across the 15. Dan got tripped up. He's down to about the 13 or 12.
I'll tell you, Jake Clark saved a touchdown.
Yep. Charlie House going to come back in along with number 50, Robbie Lee for North Hall. Another first down. It's going to be first down at the 12-yard line.
12, yep.
For Gilmer County at the North Hall 12. Now the clock runs.
Well, these smaller offensive linemen, especially the center and the guards, are fitting real well into against a bigger defense that they're going against, and the defenders can't get their arms on these guys. The running backs end up whizzing right past them, going into the secondary, you know, past the linebackers into the secondary. They've been doing it all evening.
Quarterback's going to hand it off right there, and they got a flag.
Late flag.
Right in the middle right there, the flag came from the umpire. Arceo makes the tackle, I believe. No, that's the
Matthew was
the ball came.
Tanner White. White helped him up, too, which was – I like to see that sportsmanship, but I don't know what the flag is.
But, guys, think about the only thing I could come close to a team that was like Gilmer was Chesapeake that North Hall played earlier. Remember the trouble the Trojans had with that running attack for the War Eagles back then?
Yeah, but Gilmer's got a true triple option here.
Sure they do.
Yeah, and but you're right, Mike. I mean, they did have trouble with the option of Chesapeake, but these people they've got this thing down.
Their machine.
Block and blow the waist was a call on that one against Gilmer County.
Arceo is the one who ended up on the ground. The official saw that, threw the flag. There were three offensive linemen around Arceo. So 15-yarder right here. That's
and, Harper, don't you see this kind of penalty a lot of times, this kind of offense? Because they're trying to get down so low to get the holes open, it'll happen like that.
Yeah, for me, collegiately, Air Force, Army, Navy are teams that they got smaller players anyway, so they're always going to try to cut guys. They're going to get guys below the waist, and they're going to take their knees out from them because that's the only technique that they really learn how to do. They can't go like a traditional blocker. They're too small. They'll lose just because of the mass and the force But 15 yards drops it back to the 27-yard line.
First and 25. They can get a first down at the 2. Clock turns at 10:27. Chronic waits. Clock's at 20, or the play clock's at 20. He'll wait till about 10 or 12. That's what he's been doing so far. He's watching over the side. The offensive line gets set. Stokes running back behind him.
You better hurry
7,
now.
6, 5. He'll snap it at 4. Oh, the ball's on the ground. Right back to Chronic. And ball, Chronic's going to get eaten up at the 30. Boy, that took a very fortunate bounce for Gilmer right there. Back to Chronic. Could he hit the ground right back up to Chronic in his hands?
Well, that's twice that's happened for the Bobcats tonight.
That's back to the 30. Second and 8 and 28. Second 28. Arceo out. Arceo back in. 35, Tanner White back out, 9:37.
Joe, the long distance doesn't affect them, though.
No. We saw they had a long distance goal on that, 23. On the run, he got the first down easily. So, ball's at the 30, right on it. Almost in the middle of the field. North Hall with three down linemen, two guys standing. Chronic waits 5, 4, 3, snaps it with 2. Got a flag on the play. Yep.
That would be motion there on Gilmer.
Yep, illegal procedure is going to back him up more. Now Coach Standard's got to be scratching his head going, okay, guys, we went for a little over a quarter pretty good there, and now we're getting all these penalties.
Was it the fifth? I think what, fifth penalty this drive?
I know it's the third one. I know Harper's keeping up with it. Is that 5?
Well, they've had 3 major ones on this drive.
Mm-hmm. 10 in the game so far, guys.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you.
Officials are getting extra airtime, whether on TV or if they're getting extra – compensation here for blowing their whistle more, Gary. There have been quite a few now.
And if the Bobcats put it in the end zone, Harper, they'll have driven about 150 yards to get that touchdown.
Yeah, from where they started at. Ball's at the 35 now. They've got it. They can get first down at the 2. There's a second down and a long way to go. 8:55 and running. Chronic going to hand off to his running back across the 30. Just pulled down from behind. Two guys stop him. Big running back was Cowart that time. Number 11 in on the stop was Charlie Dyer. And number 21, McKinley Kemp.
Walker Davis also sticking his head in there. But, you know, it doesn't faze Gilmer so far. They just watch that clock roll down, and they run their play, even though they're way behind you. But he made up a pretty good chunk of that yardage right then. Well, got 10 yards back.
They're in a territory right now where they're going to go for it on fourth downs. And they don't have anything to lose on it. It's third down, ball's at the 25.
Well, what I'm noticing is quarterback is looking over at Paul Standard, the head coach, and right before, here we go.
Cowart gets it, cuts it back inside. A flag coming in from holding area. It's going to be inside the 15 down to about the 12.
Well, that was a great run.
And Cowart getting up slow, but he's getting up.
Blaine Banks, here's another flag now.
We got two down right here.
Well,
we got
2
31.
Here, which would be a hold, and the second one would be downfield, and a couple of guys from North Hall are holding their hands up with their thumbs out, meaning, I don't know why you're calling that on me. So they could be offsetting.
Well, Cowart did a great job of picking his way through the hole, gentlemen, and when he got through the hole and he started going to the ground, he put both hands on that football.
Yeah.
So they went. He wasn't going to lose it.
You may have one penalty during the play and one dead ball foul.
Mm-hmm. They're out there, 3 guys in the middle, the white hat, the umpire, and one of the back judges up there talking about it right now.
Well, North Hall hadn't seen the ball very much.
No.
This half,
actually, they had not at all. I mean, they saw it the first 2 minutes and then a little bit there, and that's it. 3 plays and out. And tried to go on that first drive, and he's good to get converted on fourth down. 8:01 is where we are here in the second quarter.
Two penalties. We're playing charades, aren't we?
Yeah.
First penalty sounds like
a hold on Gilmer County.
That's going to be declined.
So it's going to be another one against them for personal foul.
No, face mask.
Gilmer. How about that?
That's a personal foul.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So that was the end of the play. Somebody grabbed a North Hall face mask.
Oh, yeah, we also had a personal foul on North Hall. So those were offset. So either way, I'm thinking the ball is going to stay where it is.
No, they're going to. Well, they're walking it back right now.
This is 2 on Gilmer, though, Joe. So the guy enforced one of them.
Well, they're standing at the 25. And Coach Standard, of course, is going to get his 8 cents worth in because he stands out there at the numbers the whole night anyway.
I'm confused.
Well, they turn the official who has the ball in his hand. They turn him around. He was going to mark off some yardage against North Hall, and now he's going to take 15 more.
Yep.
Goodness.
And now the referee over there, Mr. Clanton, is over there explaining it to the Gilmer coach exactly what's going on.
Well, explain it to me.
Well, and now they're going to turn around and walk the other way, aren't they? Yep, there we go. Yeah. They're just marking off the penalties is what they're doing.
Well, they've got to show on film what they did because there's no audio.
So they marked off the 15 against Gilmer, then they marked off the 15 against North Hall, and they'll put it right back down at the 25-yard line.
Where they started.
Right. So it'll be third down and
23.
So why was the holding declined is my question.
To accept the better penalty? I don't know. Maybe
holding
would
have been 10, the other was 15.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go.
8:01, the clock will start. 25 on the play clock. It's running. Let's see if they wait. They usually do. Chronic will take the snap early. Goes up over the top, hands off to number 10. He got tripped up. Charlie House was down there low. He tried to jump over him, and they're saying that North Hall, the ball was on the ground. North Hall said, nope, we recovered it, but they didn't. Number 10.
Grant Ballou, didn't he leap? Didn't he go in the air just like we had seen?
You know, that's a judgment call right there, and I could see that one going either way because he was up under him, and he stepped over it. He stepped really high. But he didn't hop like the last one, did he?
Well, 2 points for you, Joe, is that first of all, they got a long way to go. And they still haven't thrown a pass.
43-yard field goal.
They're going to try a field goal right here, fellas. That is Carter Gearhart.
You might as well.
The holder is number 15, Kyle Cowart.
Be alert for the fake.
And they're going to take a timeout right there, I do believe. Yep.
And we'll take it with the score. Gilmer 7, North Hall nothing. Back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at North Hall, they changed their mind, decided to punt it. The punter's going to be Douglas Callahan. He'll kick it around his 41. North Hall player standing back at the 10. Let's see, we'll make sure they don't fake it right here. Is number 15 is up there tight, Cowart. They will punt it. It'll go off one side. It'll hit there about the – oh, it bounces inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Nice little punt by number 43, Doug Callahan.
About a 16-yarder, but they didn't want much more than that.
North Hall will have it first and 10 from their own 12-yard line with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first half.
If you miss the field goal, they get it on the 20, but now on the little pooch punt, they get it on the 12. So – you know, it's about 8 yards better there for Gilmer than if they'd have tried a field goal.
All right, North Hall has the ball back finally. Smith and Garvey in the backfield. One guy kind of offset and four wideouts. One man in motion. That's Adams. Throws on the far side to number two that time. Luke Jenkins. Luke caught it. Avoids one tackle out to the 30, maybe the 31. Before he's knocked out of bounds.
But, Joe, the one thing, they've got to establish a running game.
Yeah, who's that, North Hall?
Yes.
Yes, they do. They do. You know, they can't just rely on passing it completely. They've got to have a running game. I agree. 19-yard pickup for the Trojans. I know they want to score in a hurry. That's kind of been the M.O. for them this year. But I'm like Mike. They have to get the run going. McGarvey with Jenkins back there with him. You've got Kemp out wide. Adams and Croft out wide. Now you got almost, was that, seven guys in the box for Gilmer. They back up a little. McGarvey's going to take it, try and bounce out, and he got maybe a yard and a half, 2 yards to about the 33-yard line.
Boy, he had four guys hit him.
Yep.
And leading the way there was number 43, Douglas Callahan, a 6'1", 215-pounder. Just a sophomore for the Bobcats.
One of the bigger boys on the team at 6'1".
One of the biggers, yeah.
Got 2 yards out of it, did McGarvey. Second down, 8 yards to go, 5:56 in the quarter. Uh-oh, the umpire just crashed and burned. The Gilmer County guy's helping him up, helping him with all of his equipment.
He was backing up.
Got his foot caught.
Yeah, he ran into the back of Jet Burrell, sophomore safety.
McGarvey takes it, looks out the far side, throws it the last second, complete flag on this side.
That's coming back.
And he's going to come back with a hold as the pass was complete to Cole Cable for a first down, but it'll come back with a hold, I bet you.
No, it's Mason McGill was about 10 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Ah.
So that's the second penalty they've had there.
Yep, they've had two just like that
in
tonight.
In this half, yep.
Legal man downfield.
16th penalty of the game if anybody's keeping score.
16th total, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm counting the three as well. Remember for that play just a couple of minutes ago where there were three penalties.
So that's going to back them up from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
5 yards will be second down and about 12 now.
Both teams looking a little rusty here. Maybe that extra week.
May have. 5:35 and the first really cool night.
Yeah.
I don't know if hands got anything to do with that. A lot of gloves we see out there.
Well, you're not going to see any cramps, but you might see a muscle pull if you're not careful.
5:35. McGarvey back, second down, 12. Rolls out, got a man coming on him. Had to throw it late. Kemp catches it. Got a man right there. He's got to be to the 30, to the 35, and down to the 36. He spun around. Ty Kemp caught it. Did a great job to catch it right there, and then spun away from a guy. Had number 11 for Gilmer right there. Religer was all over him, and he was able to dodge him and then get about 7 yards out of it.
Yeah, and then Jet Burrell, all 5'6", 125 pounds of him.
Yep.
We told you there's not a lot of size on this Gilmer. Now, they've got some that are 200-plus, but not that many.
Got seven out of it after you count the 2 yard penalty, 2 yards of penalty yards. Third down and five now for the Trojans, 4:53 and a quarter. McGarvey with Jenkins. Four wideouts for the Trojans. McGarvey back, looking, throws it. Got a man through it way over his head. He was throwing to number two, Luke Jenkins, and he threw that. Kareem would have had to catch that one that time, fellas, I believe.
And, Harper, they mentioned about the size. You may remember one player, Gilmer, back in your days, probably, a guy named John Davis, who played for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah. I remember Big John. He used to referee a little basketball, Big John, in there. He was about 6'6", 6'7", weighed about 300 pounds.
Yes, sir.
Nicest guy you can ever meet on a basketball court. He helped me take charge of teams up there when I had to referee for him.
Well, how about on the football field? Was he still as nice? Probably no.
I never had to referee him in football.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Fourth down, they're going to have to punt.
Now they go into they're all up there. Now they back up for a punting situation. Vining catches the snap. Good kick by Vining this time. Going to drive the man back inside to 30, and he called a fair catch. Ball will be at the 28-yard line. As number 11, Rediger, took it right there.
Well, we got breaking the eggs together. We'll take a 30-second timeout, Nathan. Back in 30 here from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back here at North Hall High School at the Brickyard, 4:38 after the punt. Gilmer has it first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. In misdirection right there, hands off to number 35, Stokes. Bounced across one guy, rolled over the top of a guy to the 35, so he gets about 7 yards on first down.
And guys, North Hall's got to keep them getting a first down. They could run out the rest of the first half.
Yes, sir, and possibly score again.
Well, they were their own worst enemy on their last drive. They kept doing, I don't know how many yards and total penalties they got there, but it was a bunch.
Second down, 3 yards to go. They got to get to the 4:38. Now we've got a
timeout.
The officials, is it a timeout?
It's Gilmer timeout.
Did Gilmer call a timeout? I've not seen anything official. Well, the quarterback's over there talking to the quarterback.
The official pointed at the Gilmer sideline. I don't know what's going on.
That's weird to me. Well, if it was a timeout, they didn't take it. Like Norman Northall did not come off the field. The quarterback went over and got a play and then comes back
his helmet,
out.
His helmet wasn't working right, and he's got to go. Look, he's over on the other sideline near the equipment man.
Okay.
I think his helmet wasn't.
Down here, okay.
Yep. Now they've got number 13,
A.J. Callahan, a freshman, in the game right here. He's up under center. A.J.'s going to hand it off to the man right up the middle. They're only going to get about a yard, if that much, right up the middle.
And that's what Northall needs, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the quarterback, Bo Chronic, will come back in. Callahan had to come out to play with his helmet.
Yeah. Callahan, who scored the touchdown, only 140 pounds.
The third and two, guys.
Third down, 2 yards to go. Ball's on the 36. You got to get to the 38, 3:22 in the quarter.
He had to come out for equipment, and then, so he had to stay out of play.
Yep.
It's hard to get TFL here, Joe.
One man out wide. Chronic with one back, and that's Stokes. Going to misdirection to the other side. He runs into his own lineman and is stacked up right at the 35 by Northall.
And Northall will see that ball again. That was a good play by the Trojan defense.
Yep.
But, Joe, they may go for it here on four down. It doesn't matter where they are on the field. They can still go for it.
Number 5, Hunter Britton, was the man trying to get, but he bumped into his own lineman right there. Hunter, it looked like, or Harper, it looked like when he came around, and when that call, that allowed North Hall's defense to get up on him.
Yeah, instead of staying to the outside, he broke his rhythm, really, and turned it back to the inside, and there was a North Hall defender waiting for him, and no gain for that. So three plays in a row, including the freshman who comes in. Now North Hall
will call a timeout there, Mike.
Mike,
we'll take
why don't
it
we,
with guys.
Catch
we're,
up on those commercials.
We're back in 30 seconds here on 97.5 Glory FM. Thank you, sir.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Well, nobody supports us like the people at Northall, and thanks to Tim Hunt joining us this week, Long Street Cafe, Siphon Logistics, Northall Tire and Wheel, and Millie's Drapery and Decorating.
Thanks to all our sponsors. Mike and I frequent them as much as we can, that's for sure.
Especially Long Street, right?
Yes. Well, they offer food. You know, we kind of addicted.
Well,
I'm addicted to it for sure. 2:59 and a quarter. Yeah. Fourth down, about 3 yards to go for Gilmer. They're in a punt look right there, Harper.
What's a short man?
Yep. You've got Ty Kemp back standing in his own 33. Callahan, the punter for Gilmer. He will kick it. High pop-up. Ball's going to hit about the 43 and take a little bit of a Gilmer, and then a North Hall bounce down to the 42-yard line of North Hall with 2:49. So they've got a little bit of time to maybe work for something.
All right, only a 22-yard punt. Neither team has punted the ball especially well tonight.
No.
I'm really surprised they didn't go for it. I really am.
Yeah. Well, being on that side of the 50, they probably didn't want to give North Hall a shorter field than what they did there, Mike, and that may be why they didn't. That's all I can figure. But I'm kind of like you. I figured they might go with only 3 yards to go. 2:49 now. North Hall. McGarvey comes out on the field.
North Hall with two timeouts. They burned one of them there to save some time on the clock.
Ty Kemp, right, Ethan Croft on the near side. Cole Cable and Jacob Adams on the far side. Jenkins right to the right of his quarterback. Kemp in motion off sides. Oh, going to be a looking procedure on North Hall. One of the linemen jumped.
The center flinched. Gosh, that so many penalties, so many things that you've done that.
And Joe, you know he wants to connect with Cable sometime in this game.
Yep.
And North Hall has just been so inconsistent here in the first half. They can't get any momentum at all.
Yep, ball's back to 37.
Well, they haven't touched the ball very much.
This is only their third possession.
And when they do, Gilmer has risen to the occasion.
Same formation for the Trojans. McGarvey has it. Looking to throw. He's going to throw it deep. Now he throws it way over the top. Almost had a man intercepted. Number five down there. Hunter Britton If he had stuck his arms out, Gary, he might have caught
it. Well, there was another man. The closest people to that ball were wearing white shirts.
Yeah, Rellinger was back there with him, too. He was going for Cable there, Mike, as you just mentioned.
Yep.
But Cable was about 5 or 6 yards short of where that pass came down.
Yeah, that was lucky that one wasn't picked.
Yep, second and 15 now. Four wideouts for the Trojans. Ball's on their own 37-yard line. McGarvey hollering at his running back Jenkins to come from left, right to left. McGarvey rolls to this side, throws it sidearm. Caught. Is it complete? They're going to say yes, complete right at the 50.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be short.
Right at me.
Yeah.
I had to get out of the way.
It's going to be short by about 2 yards, but he picks up about 13, and it will be third down and 2 for the Trojans.
Yeah, Kemp caught that ball, and his momentum carried him right out of bounds, but it's almost dead even at midfield here on the near side hash at the 50.
And Gilmer guys were saying, no, he didn't get his foot down, but he got his foot down. So.
Would you give it to Jenkins or to Carlton here, Joe?
My money's on Parker, but I don't spend a lot of money betting on stuff like that. So two wide outs, one way out far, one on the near side. Going to take it, Parker. Parker's going to get across down to the 45 and a first down for the folks.
You can see that coming.
Yeah.
Well, they've got two timeouts to work with.
And now, Harper, you will see them get quick with the offense, get Jimmer on their heels.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to take advantage of the time and not want to burn your timeouts. You still got two of them left. And you can kind of sense the urgency here in the crowd, too.
Yeah.
They're starting to get that sense that, hey, we do got a ball game here. We've been quiet the whole first half. Let's get some balls, get the ball down the field and get some first downs and some points.
McGarvey splits out wide, the far side, throws complete over there to the far side. Number one, Cable picks it up, gets the first down, down to the 34-yard line.
And guys, here in the regular season, North Hall played a lot of close ball games.
Yes, they did. They had several close ball games. One was against Esau. We had it here.
Got another flag, guys.
Another flag.
Oh, man.
So where are these officials from, Joe? Do you know?
I have no idea. Gary, you got their names, but I don't know where.
I got that. I haven't heard of any of them.
Yellow Laundryville. Guys, that's yes. Where they're Yellow Laundry. Goodness mm-hmm. gracious.
Holding on North Hall. Wow.
If they're from Atlanta or somewhere, they are from here, of course.
Well, they can't be from here, and they can't be from over Gilmer County area either. They have to be from somewhere that neither one of these teams have seen them this year. And I'm pushing back down to the 35 of North Hall, so it's going to be first down and 20.
But we mentioned during the pregame show about the penalties, guys.
Mm-hmm. Cut them out. I don't know that I want to talk to Coach Pender here at halftime, Gary. You might want to talk to the cross-country girls again. High snap to McGarvey. He's going to give it off. Oh, nice pitch to Carlton. Carlton across the 50, down to the 45, spins down to the 43. Nice little inside pitch there, almost like a shovel pass there. Harper, as he got it, and got down to the 43 of Gilmer County.
You're going to roll out and go to your left, and Parker Carlton was the only one going to the right. You pitch it to him in just the right manner. You get a good block on the outside, and Carlton takes it in between the right guard and tackle and picks up 12 of those 20 yards that he needed.
Looking to pass, throw it over here to the near side. Got a man down to the 30. That's number 3 that caught that one.
Yep.
Ty Kemp, and he's going to have the first down. I do not see a yellow flag this time. For the first time on a pass play in a while, I don't see a flag. So North Hall's man able to play after that one. 1:41. North Hall has the ball down at their own, the Gilmer 27 now.
Let's go. Be smart, O-line. Be smart, O-line. Let's go.
Quarterback with Jenkins to his left. Parker Carlton almost got him in a slot position. He goes in motion. Man coming on him in a hurry on McGarvey. McGarvey throws it short out there to number 2, Kemp again, or Jenkins. Jenkins caught it, got inside the 25, down to about the 24-yard line. Harper. Got about 2 or 3.
They're working the sidelines pretty good. I'm having to keep it getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll talk about Harper tomorrow morning. Reminds me almost of Kirk Cousins and Bijan Robinson right now.
Well, you want to take advantage of the clock, most importantly, Mike, and get as many plays as you can and not have to burn your timeouts. But
right.
You get the ball to the outside. You get it just in time to where you get a foot in bounds and you step out. You get 5, 6, 8 yards, whatever it is.
McGarvey, it'll delayed handoff. Give it off to Carlton or Jenkins. Jenkins across from 15 down to the 14.
And again, gets out of bounds and stops the clock.
went to the short side. Jenkins got it, and he signals he got a first down, and he does.
So great great job, clock management, guys.
Well, I applaud the play calling of the Trojans there. They passed and passed, and then ran. I think they caught Gilmer's defense napping a little bit that time.
Been used to the pass that time all of a sudden. Well, North Hall definitely needs to tie it up right here.
Paul Standard over on the other sideline was out at the numbers. The official that was on the sideline there said, Coach, you better back up a little bit. We'll see if that becomes a factor.
One running back. Going to give it to Jenkins. Jenkins fighting for yardage down to the 15. They push him down to about the 11.
All right, Joe, now watch a corner route either from Kemp or from Cable.
Well, they got two timeouts. They better be losing one of them.
The ball came out. Big number 77, Eli Hamm, grabbed it and was taken off. The clock is running.
108. They got plenty of time.
The coaches are saying, let's go, let's go. They're winding their fingers.
McGarvey with one back. That's Jenkins. Three wideouts. McGarvey looking to pass over the top.
I think that's a touchdown.
Touchdown, Trojan! Right there in the corner. He had to go up high and get it. That was number 3, Ty Kemp, that caught the touchdown pass.
11 yards.
With 53 seconds here in the half.
Joe, I can tell you, really, all sincerity, you can see it coming, okay?
Yep.
Yes, you can, Mike. Crystal clear. Nice little out route. Everything that they've been running right now, if Gilmer's going to give you out routes, we'll take advantage of it. This one's a little bit deeper. 11 yards, but you get the touchdown, and here with the PAT, tie the score.
Blake Carmona with a high kick. It's good. We're tied at 7.
And we're back in a bit with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Now the Trojan fans, Joe, can breathe a big old sigh of relief.
Yep.
You're back even.
They're back even. You're going to kick the ball off. Carmona, I think. Nope, that is Vining. Walker's going to kick it off. A little squib kick right down the middle. Well, the up back's going to pick it up to 24, to 30, and hit down to 32. Very hard. That was Douglas Callahan. Then a punter, then a runner, defender.
Well, difference in velocity, wasn't it? You would think they would have gone deep. In fact, in the end zone, Joe goes to 20, but instead got more yardage here for the Bobcats to start.
Yep. Well, it'll be at the 32, 33-yard line, first down and 10 with 49 seconds left. North Hall's objective right now, fellas, is just to stop them.
And would Gilmer dare throw the football from once?
We'd catch North Hall off stride, I would think, if they were to, but you would think the coaches would tell them, hey, be watching for it.
Well, it's the first time you've split your receivers out the whole ball game. So,
two wide outs on the same side.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a play-action pass here.
Hand off right up the middle.
They hand it up off the middle.
And then they get about 4 yards, 5 yards right up the middle.
And take it to the house now.
Who's going to be number Stokes again?
They're probably going to have to run one more play.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Nope.
35, nope, they won't have to run a play. Let's see what he does right here.
Find Sean Pendard, Gary.
Nope, yeah. They're going off the field right now. He's saying, nope, we're not going to run anything else.
And let's see if Coach finds Gary. Similar to Harper trying to find Dale McGee last week.
he had other plans, Mike.
Yep. So we're all tied 7-7 here at halftime.
Yeah, let's see if we can get something with the coach right quick. Tom Pauley and Spodge.
More
just, Coach, you didn't see the ball very much that first half, but you capitalized the last time you touched it.
Yeah, we just got to execute. We keep shooting ourselves in the foot. We just got some things that we got to do to get a little bit better.
There, triple option. Found some holes.
They're very good at what they do. And, yeah, they're doing good. We just got to make the adjustments.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. There you go.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Coach. We got much more for you. Of course, Sean Penner is supposed to join us tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show around 9:45, so stay tuned for that. We'll see what the second half happens here coming up here on 97.5 Glory FM. Coming up next, we'll bring you the United Community Halftime Report.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.